You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 240, covering week 49, December 4th through 10th, 2021. All classic OpenGL drivers have been removed from the Mesa code base, and support for the infrastructure for their work has been discontinued. Code maintenance of older drivers will continue in a separate Amber branch, but these drivers will no longer be part of the main Mesa lineup. Also, the classic Xlib library has been removed from the composition. It is recommended to use the Gallium-Xlib option instead. The SWR driver code has also been removed from Mesa, which offered an OpenGL software rasterizer based on the Intel OpenSWR project, which acted as an alternative to LLVM pipe. The change affects all drivers remaining in Mesa that did not use the Gallium 3D interface. Removing the classic drivers will discontinue support for some older Intel GPUs, Gen 2 and Gen 3, AMD Radeon R100 and R200, and older NVIDIA cards. The Gallium 3D architecture simplifies the development of Mesa drivers. In Gallium 3D, the tasks of memory management and interaction with the GPU are placed on the side of separate kernel modules, and a ready-made state tracker is provided for drivers with support for the reuse cache of displayed objects. The Blender Foundation has released Blender 3.0, a free 3D modeling package suitable for a variety of tasks. The code is distributed under the GPL license. Ready assemblies are generated for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. Endeavor OS 21.4 Atlantis has been published. Endeavor OS allows the user to install Arch Linux with the necessary desktop in the vanilla form offered by the developers of the selected desktop, without unnecessary complications and without additional pre-installed programs. The distribution offers a simple installer for a basic Arch Linux environment with the default XFCE desktop and the ability to install one of the common desktops such as Mate, LXQt, Cinnamon, KDE Plasma, GNOME, Budgie, as well as Mosaic Window Managers i3, BS, PWM, and Sway from the repository. Work is underway to add support for Qtile and OpenBox Window Managers, UKUI, LXDE, and Deepin desktops, as well as a new window manager, Worm, from one of the project developers. James Westman, developer of the GNOME Maps application, has introduced a new markup language called Blueprint for building interfaces using the GTK library. The compiler code to convert Blueprint markup in the UI files GTK is written in Python and is distributed under the LGPLv3 license. The functionality of Blueprint is fully consistent with GTK Builder, and only the way the information is presented differs. To translate a project to Blueprint, just add a Blueprint compiler call to the build script. VeraCrypt 1.25.4 project was published, developing a fork of the discontinued TrueCrypt disk partition encryption system. The code developed by the VeraCrypt project is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license, and borrowings from TrueCrypt continue to be delivered under the TrueCrypt license 3.0. VeraCrypt is notable for replacing TrueCrypt's RIPEMD-160 algorithm with SHA-512 and SHA-256, increasing the number of hashing iterations, simplifying the build process for Linux and Mac OS, and fixing issues identified during the TrueCrypt source audit process. At the same time, VeraCrypt provides a compatibility mode with TrueCrypt partitions and contains tools for converting TrueCrypt partitions to VeraCrypt format. The Document Foundation announced fixed releases of LibreOffice 7.2.4 and 7.1.8, which update the bundled NSS cryptographic library to version 3.73.0. The update is related to the elimination of a critical vulnerability in NSS, CVE-2021-43527. Ready-made installation packages are prepared for Linux, Mac OS, and Windows platforms. Apache Software Foundation introduced an integrated development environment for the Apache NetBeans 12.6, which provides support for Java SE, Java EE, PHP, C and C++, JavaScript, and Groovy programming languages. This is the 9th release since Oracle donated NetBeans code. The Enzyme 1.2.0 toolkit, designed to monitor wireless networks in order to detect malicious activity, deploy fake access points, unauthorized connections, and perform typical attacks, is out. Project code is written in Java and distributed under the server-side public license, which is based on AGPLv3 but is not open because of the discriminatory requirements on the use of the product in the cloud services. The system can generate several types of alerts and also supports various methods for detecting anomalous activity, including checking network components using fingerprint identifiers and creating traps. In addition to analyzing malicious activity, the system can be used for monitoring of wireless networks, as well as for physical detection of the source of detected anomalies through the use of trackers, which allow you to progressively identify a malicious wireless device based on its specific attributes and signal level changes. FreeBSD 12.3 is released, published for AMD 64, i386, PowerPC, PowerPC 64, PowerPC SPE, Spark 64, and ARMv6, ARMv7, and ARCH 64 architectures. RH Voice 1.6.0, an open speech synthesis system, was released, initially developed to provide high-quality support for the Russian language, but then adapted for other languages. The code is written in C++ and is licensed under the LGPL 2.1. The program is compatible with typical TTS text-to-speech interfaces for converting text-to-speech, but can also be used in NVDA screen reader. The creator and main developer of RH Voice is Olga Yakovleva, who develops the project despite being completely blind. There are 13 voices available for the Russian language and 5 for the English language. Voices are formed on the basis of natural speech recordings. You can change the speed, pitch, and volume, and using the Sonic library, you can change the tempo. It is possible to automatically detect and switch the language based on the analysis of the input text. Voice profiles are supported, defining voice combinations for different languages. Calculate Linux 22 is available, built on Gentoo, which supports a continuous update cycle and is optimized for rapid deployment in a corporate environment. The new version implements the ability to update long out-of-date systems. The Calculate utilities have been translated to Python 3, and the Pipewire sound server is enabled by default. Versions of the distribution are available with KDE, Mate, LXQt, Cinnamon, and XFCE desktop environments, as well as Calculate Directory Server, Calculate Linux Scratch, and Calculate Scratch Server. All versions of the distribution are presented as bootable live images for x86-64 systems, with the ability to install on a system or USB drive. Calculate Linux uses the OpenRC init system and applies a rolling update model. The repository contains over 13,000 binary packages. The MariaDB company announced a major change in the schedule for MariaDB community server builds and the scheme of its support. MariaDB has been building one major branch each year and has been maintaining it for about 5 years. Under the new scheme, major releases containing functional changes will be released quarterly and supported for only 1 year. Changing the development cycle and reducing the maintenance time for the community build will make it less attractive for use in production environments, which is perceived as an attempt to attract new subscribers to the paid edition. KDE Plasma Mobile 21.12 is out. Based on the mobile edition of the Plasma 5 desktop, the KDE Frameworks 5 libraries, the Modem Manager phone stack, and the Telepathy communication framework. To display graphics in Plasma Mobile, the KWIN Wayland composite server is used, and Pulse Audio is used for sound processing. KDE also released a set of mobile applications known as Plasma Mobile Gear 21.12. To create the application interface, Qt, a set of MAUI kit components, and the Kirigami framework are used from the KDE frameworks, which allows you to create universal interfaces suitable for smartphones, tablets, and PCs. The release of Kali Linux 2021.4 was announced, designed to test systems for vulnerabilities, conduct audits, analyze residual information, and identify the consequences of attacks by cybercriminals. All original developments created within the distribution kit are distributed under the GPL license and are available through their public Git repository. There are several variants of ISO images prepared for download, and assemblies are available for i386, x86-64, and ARM architectures. The XFCE desktop is offered by default, but KDE, GNOME, Mate, LXDE, and Enlightenment E17 are optionally supported. The release of the Cambalache 0.8.0 project was announced. It is a rapid interface development tool for GTK3 and GTK4 using the MVC paradigm and the philosophy of the paramount importance of the data model. Unlike Glade, Cambalache provides support for maintaining multiple user interfaces in a single project. In terms of functionality, the Cambalache 0.8.0 release is marked as close to parity with Glade. The code is written in Python and is available under the GPL V2 license. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.